In this episode, we are discussing how long it really should take you to start making money in your business. I have a lot of good information for you in this episode, so make sure you are ready, and I will see you on the inside. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the Inside the Podcast. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode from She Launches Podcast. We are in episode number 59, and today we're talking about how long does it take you if you're a startup to start making some money? Because that's really the real question, right? Like, how long is this going to take me? Like, for real. That's what we're going to be talking about today. I don't know if you're going to like the answers, but that's what we're going to talk about, because I think it's important, because I just be in fights with myself, right? I'd be in fights. I'd be talking to my girls, and it'd be like, you know, and the people, they always want to do something fast, and we're always trying to talk about, you know, how fast you can do this, but we're talking startups is very different. Startups are very, very, very different than growing and scaling. Right. You already been going. So can I grow? Can I scale? Like, those are just very different conversations that people don't want to hear the truth. But I'm here. I'm a truth teller. We tells the truth over here with Dr. T. You guys already know how I am. So that's what we are talking about today. Like, how long does it really take? So you guys know that I use artificial intelligence. I use AI to help me with some of the things, some of the thinking, some of the wording that I want to use when I'm stuck. And whether you like it or not, AI is going to be part of the future. So I'm using it because it really does just cut down on some time for some things that I want to research and want to know some answer to. So one of the you guys know, I call my ChatGPT AI Shelley, and I call my Perplexity AI Sheldon. Because Sheldon is a dude, and Sheldon just come with you a little bit different. So I decided that it was just a conversation I was having, and I started asking Sheldon this particular question. I started talking to Sheldon about how long does it take? I started higher than we are. I started higher than we are as far as a startup, like you starting your own business. I started with asking about franchises because I wanted to just get a starting place, right? Like, because really, when you're starting a business, you really can, if you're good at what you're doing, you really can make it a franchise. Like, you really can put together a curriculum that you teach, and you can have a business where you're really franchising out your intellectual property. That might set somebody free right there. Like, that can be one of the end goals, is that you're building a company where people are coming in, you already have the curriculum, you're training them, you know, they pay the franchise fee, whatever you have for it, and you train them and let them go out. You give them all the resources that they need, you give them the website, you give them all the things. Like, it's not hard to do. But you might be able to do that. So we're talking about that. So that's where I started. So I asked Perplexity, and I'm on it, and you might even hear me typing, because I might just ask some more questions while I am doing this particular podcast. You guys see I'm turned up about this. So I asked, we're talking about how long does it take to start making money, right? Because that's at the end what we're trying to do. But we forget a lot of stuff, and therein lies the problem. I asked Sheldon, how long does it take the average franchise to get up and running in the United States? Now, I know that this answer could be different because we have people all around the world that are listening, and the getting started in your country, you know, in France may be different than in Europe, right? Wait, did I just say that wrong? Maybe different in the motherland, Africa, right? It might be Ghana. It might be different, right? It might be different. Don't judge me on my geography. So the reality is, you can still ask some of the same questions. So when I ask, it says the typical time for getting started a franchise up and running US can vary significantly. We know that part, right? We know that part. But it says, because you have to get, you know, generally if you're starting, so for example, if you're doing brick and mortar, if you're doing a physical location, 6 to 12 months from franchise agreement to opening day. And yes, they have some resources. One of the reasons why I love Perplexity is because they show you where their sources are, and you can go out and check the information for yourself. If you're doing a physical location, 6 to 12 months from signing to opening day, that's not making money. That's really spending tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars first. To have a McDonald's franchise, first and foremost, and I know this because I know a McDonald's franchise owner, he said, first of all, you don't get to pick where your location is going to be. Second of all, you got to go to Hamburger University. Yes, McDonald's has a Hamburger University. Like, there's a lot of things that you, and then you had at that time, because this was several years ago, this was a while ago, you had to have $1 million liquid that you can touch in your bank account that wasn't encumbered by anything, at least $1 million, right? So I remember those three requirements, like, right off the cuff. And I haven't had this conversation for easily, well, I probably 15, 20 years ago, right? So I'm sure those requirements have gotten different. So those are some things, because you got it, site location, lease negotiation, all of those types of things. So then it said, it gave me some more information, because maybe we're not thinking about brick and mortar. It says home-based businesses or mobile franchises don't require commercial real estate. It could be 2 to 4 months from signing to opening day. Now watch this. If it's going to take 2 to 4 months from signing, from the day you sign, let me tell you what they didn't say. On my way to heaven, what they didn't say about signing is, if you are in a position to sign, you got a whole lot of things already done. My good God, you already have a business organization. You already have money in the bank. You already know about employees. You already have licenses in insurance. All of those things are already set up. You are already taken care of as far as your family responsibilities are concerned. You're not worried about those types of things. You know that you are not going to be making money for some time, right? That said, from signing, but there's the before signing. My Lord and my God, that's the part that we miss. It's the before signing. So when you're thinking about launching your business, there's the before launch stuff that people often miss. We're talking about launch. The topic is about making money. Do you see the difference there? Those are drastically, drastically different. And I am trying to help people understand the launch part and help you to get good at the launch part, so that when we launch, the time it takes for us to really start making money is shorter, because we've launched the right way, right? And it says, yes, sometimes the process can be a little bit faster, but it's going to depend on your finances, your experience, your preparedness, right? Where you are, right? Are you in an urban location versus a rural location? Are there zoning and regulations? Like, those are the things that from signing to opening day, not making money. Okay, so then I said, okay, let's follow up, because Perplexity or Sheldon often gives you follow-up questions. So I start saying, they gave a good follow-up question. So I said, well, let me ask, what are the typical costs involved in franchise setup? So we're still talking about franchise. We're still talking about before we start making money. There's the franchise fees that can typically range from $25,000 to $50,000. Well-established brands like McDonald's can charge over $100,000 for franchise fee, not the building, not the hamburgers, not the other stuff, not any of that. Because, you know, McDonald's is not number one in flipping burgers. McDonald's is number one in real estate. Y'all better recognize what's really going on. That's the truth. And they use the burgers to pay the mortgage. That might set you free understanding that right there. Because real estate costs can range upwards to millions and tens of millions. You got equipment, you got professional fees, licensings, trainings, insurance, grand opening, you know, all those types of things. It could be up to $3 million for something like a Taco Bell. And then you got recurring fees and royalties you have to pay and all that type of stuff. That stuff can get overwhelming. Okay, we're still talking about franchise. I said, so what's the average? So then I said, okay, we're talking franchise, and most of us, as we're starting a business, you may be here thinking about launching a franchise. Some things you have to do some research on, but you might be thinking, I just want to launch my own business, Dr. T. That's just overwhelming, right? And I asked, what's the average time it takes to get an online business up and running in the United States of America? Again, if you're in a different country, research it for your area. It says for an e-commerce online business, 2 to 4 months from initial idea to launch. This is why I'm telling you, I vehemently disagree with people who are telling you that you can get your whole business from concept, right? From concept to making money in 30 days. Because in a lot of respects, it's impossible. Now, hear me tell you where it's not impossible. If you have a lot of stuff in place. Like, I am the type of person, I have a support group, enough of a support group that I can get some things launched pretty quickly. One, I have the knowledge base to understand how to do it. I've done it for long enough to know if I decide to go into something else, I can get it launched pretty quickly because I've done the ins and outs and I know how to research and I know, you know, what it takes to get there. I also have people that can help me with websites that is not going to charge me a lot of money, if anything at all, because I'm in partnership with them, right? If I can't do it myself, I have lifetime access to things that I've paid for that's going to help things to be a lot faster. So there are some people who have a lot of things already in place to be able to launch quickly. And there are some people who don't. And it's important to understand if you do or if you don't. So watch this. It says, that was for an e-commerce online. Let's say if you're selling shirts or something like that. And that could be selling, you know, a product or service that you have as well. Content or blogging business. So you want to put out content. It says you can launch relatively quickly if you are starting a blogging business or a content business, right? It says it can be done within 30 days. That's good, but let's read the next bullet. It says, but it takes longer, 6 months to a year or more to build an audience and start generating not revenue. It said meaningful revenue. And that right there shifted the game and helping us understand what's really going on. It says it could take longer, 6 months to a year or more, to build an audience and start generating meaningful revenue. That's the thing. You whatever it is that you're doing, we can get launched. I want to help you get launched. That's what I do. Right. And also, I want to help you get in position and understand what it's going to take to start making meaningful revenue. I was just telling one of my girls yesterday, I remember when Richard Brunson said it, he reminded me of it. It's only a traffic problem. It's a numbers game. It always is and always will be. It's about the numbers. right? And it's it, wait, let me say on my way to heaven, it's about the right numbers. That might set somebody free right there. Because a lot of times we have vanity numbers. We have numbers that cannot convert, which means that you don't have the right numbers. People could tell you all day long they got a list of 100,000 people, but if that 100,000 people can't convert into no meaningful, my Lord and my God, meaningful revenue, then it's a vanity number. It's a vanity number, right? And so you could use that as a claim to fame to say I have this much, but if it's not helping to generate the money, again, it's a vanity number. It says some key things to understand is that most new online entrepreneurs overestimate how much money they can make in the first 6 months to a year. It often takes 3 to 5 years for an online business to become highly profitable. I like these words, not just profitable, but highly profitable. And it says setting realistic expectations and being committed for the long term, at least 3 to 5 years, is crucial for online business success. We want it fast. Now, watch this. Getting coaches like myself helps to cut down on a lot of the time. That still doesn't mean it's not going to take time, because it's still going to take time, but it can help you. If you don't know how to set up an e-commerce store, you could do it yourself. You can go to Udemy, get some classes. You can go to YouTube, learn some stuff, but you know what? All that time is going to cost. What is it costing you? Time. As opposed to saying, I can hire someone that can help me get to this thing quickly. I literally, at the time of this recording, the day before, was talking to my girl about some of the things I want to do to start doing more speaking. And she was telling me about a process she's working with someone on. And I was like, you know what? I really would like to go through that process. But I said, right now, I can't do it. Not in that way, because as a solopreneur, it is going to take me away from the other things that I'm trying to build. And so I have to be conscious of what it is that I'm doing and what it is I don't have time to do, because time is money. And I said, I would rather wait till I have this other project done, because then I'm just going to hire people out to take care of it for me. And then I'm just going to get at the end and I'm going to be ready to speak, right? Yes, I'll do more than that. But you understand my point is that you can be in a position where you're going to do all of it yourself, or you're going to have someone, pay someone to help you get some things done quicker, because it still means you have to have a realistic expectation, right? And be committed for the long term. Some people, it's more than 3 to 5 years, especially if you're doing it on your own, especially if you're teaching yourself, especially if you're learning some things, right? And it says while a basic website can be launched quickly, building brand awareness, search engine rankings, and a customer base takes significant time, often 6 months to a year or longer. Factors like the complexity of a website, product sourcing, content creation, marketing activities can extend timelines further. So there are some expectations that you can have to get your business up and running. And there are a lot of things, like I said, when I was reading what I was talking about as far as franchises were concerned, it was saying up to sign from signing to opening day. And there's a lot of stuff that has to be in place before they sign. But even with an online business, there is just some overestimations on how long it takes and how hard it's going to be. That might bless somebody right there. How long it's going to take and how hard it's going to be. Attracting an audience, important. Creating a sustainable business model, important. Having the right expectations, important. Understanding competition, important. Customer retention, important. The reason why I read that, because I asked, what are the common challenges faced when starting an online business? Those are the challenges. It's generally a traffic problem. Keeping clients, unrealistic expectations, having a sustainable business model. Sometimes what we do is we have a course and we call it a business. My Lord and my God, I said it, deal with it. That might help somebody right there. I have a course or two. That's not a business. Those are courses. How do I make that into a business? So, my goodness, I feel this. That's why sometimes we have to either do the research, do the learning, make sure we have a sustainable model, get some coaching, get where it is we need to get to, because we want to be successful. And oftentimes that lack of doing that can elongate, stretch out, cause time to be even longer. And watch this. If time is not of the essence, then it's okay. If you have money coming in and you have a lifestyle that you love and you just say you want to just do this on a part-time basis and you okay, just go take you longer, have at it. That there is nothing wrong with that. And there's the on the other side of the coin, there are people who want to do it as quickly as possible. Either way, get some support, get some help, because that's what's going to help you get to the place that you need to get to farther. That's what I have for you. This is Dr. T. Y'all see, I was turned up on this episode. I hope there was something. I'm prayerful that there was something that helped you understand how long it takes you to make money. Right? Not just getting started, but making money, because you have to put the effort in and not have the unrealistic expectation. I believe if we go with that and not have the unrealistic expectations, that God will bless us. I hope this was a good podcast for you, and I'll see you on the inside, on the other side. Hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.